we don't do what we love, then we wouldn't exist.
It's time, kid.
Creed 2, the kitchen sink sequel to writer-director Ryan Coogler's franchise resuscitation Creed, pits heirs to the Rocky universe's royalty against one another for the throne. Playing like the greatest hits of every Rocky sequel to date, Creed 2 is bigger and its hits thud harder, but it misses the emotional focus and finesse of its predecessor. 3 years after his loss to Ricky Conlan, Adonis Creed, Michael B. Jordan, has worked up for his shot at the heavyweight title. After his victory, Victor Drago, played by Florian Muntinau, calls Adonis out to settle family scores. Despite his trainer Rocky Sylvester Stallone's hesitation, he takes the fight.
Don't do this.
I ain't got a choice.
That's the same thing your father said, and he died right here in my hands.
Before some meaty existential emptiness seeps in for the young fighter, who has hit lofty heights so young, promoter Buddy Marcel manipulates him. He's a proto-Don King slimeball played by Russell Hornby, with all the sleaze and none of the charm, looking to cash in on this spectacle. Jordan is no less committed, faced with the cynicism that he's forced to betray. He's stuck on the tracks of somewhat dunderheaded reflexive vengeance to right the course of his family's history. Tessa Thompson is music to this movie in more ways than one, producing two tunes for the soundtrack and playing Adonis's rock. Thompson dwarfs Jordan's petulant Adonis in the betrayal of a newly minted parent. Stallone's Rocky is a comforting warm blanket. He's got less emotional work to do this time around, but when he's there to elevate Jordan, the movie truly sings. The pivot for Creed 2 is that the haunting fighting legacy lands squarely on the epic shoulders and angular traps of Victor Drago, delivered with monosyllabic intensity from newcomer Florian Muntinau. He's the less oiled behemoth son of the exiled man-machine turned Soviet athletic relic Ivan Drago. Lundgren's Ivan has the greys and the dramatic goods as the domineering sporting father, slighted by Russia's ruthless win or exile attitude. Stephen Caple Jr. shifts his directorial style from machine-like movements of the first film and slugs and pounds with grandiosity. If Coogler's fight choreography emulated elusive poetry, Caple Jr. gives the sensation of concussion and the sharp exhale of ribs caving into your chest cavity. The strength of Stallone and Jewel Taylor's script is digging beneath the icons to examine damaged masculinity. The weakness is the messy execution of Adonis's emotional arc. Composer Ludwig Göransson has the blessing once again to manipulate and incorporate Bill Conti's unforgettable notes into this stylistic mesh. Conti is to Rocky what John Williams is to Star Wars. If you don't get fired up by Creed 2 training montages, you're probably dead. In Creed, Adonis delivered an emotional atomic bomb confession that lands harder than any punch thrown in the series. He pleads with trainer Rocky not to throw in the towel. He says, "I gotta prove it, that I'm not a mistake." The power of that single line is the ethos for this new branch of the series, demonstrating that this franchise has deep tendrils in our hearts and an iron chin. Creed 2, 3.5 stars.